You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. As you heard yesterday here on KMOX, the Lindbergh Foundation has relocated from Chicago to St. Louis, and we're joined now in studio by the grandson of aviation pioneer Charles Lindbergh and CEO of the foundation, Eric Lindbergh. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
Tell us a little bit about the Lindbergh Foundation.
Well, the Lindbergh Foundation was started in 1977, a few years after my grandfather died. Friends of his at the Explorers Club in New York, Neil Armstrong, General Jimmy Doolittle, wanted to carry on my grandparents' vision of balance between advances in technology and preservation of the environment, because they flew over large swaths of the earth and they saw firsthand that this technology that could allow us to connect across great distances could also harm our quality of life. And so that was sort of the beginning of the foundation.
And it's exciting for the area. You've made the decision to relocate to the 39 North Innovation District in Creve Coeur. Tell us about that decision.
Yeah, this is a great partnership. We decided to move to St. Louis. There's a spirit that's alive and well and thriving here in St. Louis that I don't know if I can explain except to people, unless they come here and feel it. We decided to move here, and then we found partnerships with 39 North, the St. Louis Science Center, the Missouri History Museum, and the people here welcomed us. So really extraordinary. And this week we ran a moonshot incentive prize workshop at 39 North, bringing the ag tech community together to look at barriers and opportunities in food, water, and fuel. So super cool to be welcomed here and then to be able to bring the XPRIZE back in and look at how do we solve the grand challenges facing humanity, and in this case, in the agriculture world.
You mentioned the mission and, you know, being more environmentally friendly in the aviation industry. I know one focus has been decarbonizing. Describe what that is and what that could look like.
Yeah, so aviation being the thing that made my grandfather famous for being the first to fly solo across the Atlantic from New York to Paris in 1927, it's the hardest industry to decarbonize. So, and being a pilot myself and involved in the emerging electric aircraft industry, I'm like, how do we decarbonize this industry? Well, prizes are one way to do that, incentive prizes specifically. My grandfather flew across the Atlantic to win the $25,000 Ortig Prize. Ortig leveraged his money by a factor of 16 and all of that money. So he offered $25,000. $400,000 was spent trying to win that prize, and all of that was directed into long-distance air travel. Grandfather won it, jump-started the golden era of aviation that we all know of. So can we use incentive prizes to help accelerate the decarbonization of aviation, make widespread availability of sustainable aviation fuels, and lower the cost? Is that possible? So that's why we're here.
This is the grandson of Charles Lindbergh, CEO of the Lindbergh Foundation, Eric Lindbergh. We're coming up on the 100th anniversary of that historic solo flight. I wanted to ask you, this is a very open-ended question, but if I were to ask you, what is the future of flight? How would you answer that?
Well, I was fortunate to come to St. Louis in the beginning, for me, 1996, when we launched the XPRIZE Foundation under the arch with 20 astronauts and the head of NASA, and we were able to shift the way the world's perception of spaceflight was. Before we came and did the XPRIZE, $10 million prize for the first private manned space program, people thought space was the province of big governments and big business. And afterwards, now we have Musk, Bezos, and Branson vying to sell you tickets to go into space, or the government tickets, which is kind of what we wanted to do, is open up private spaceflight because they could be really efficient about it. The future of flight, in my mind, you know, I wasn't really a rocket scientist, so I set my sights back on aviation and thought, what is it? And I saw the first electric aircraft, and I thought, I want to be in this industry because it represents clean, quiet, simple technology that's renewable, sustainable aviation. So I started my own company, Vertigo Aero. We're building electric propulsion systems to sell to the emerging advanced air mobility aircraft industry that allow you to distribute propulsion anywhere you want to on an airframe. That enables helicopter-like operations, take off vertically, and then have the efficiency of a wing to fly horizontally. So really a big breakthrough in aviation technology if we can make this happen. And it's starting to happen. So there are many different ways to decarbonize aviation. We need to absolutely look at airline transport category aircraft, and what we need are sustainable aviation fuels to utilize the fleet that we have now that's going to be operational for the next 30 years to decrease that carbon cycle. And it's a huge challenge. We know how to do it, but the costs are really high. So how do we decrease the cost and accelerate that availability and inspire kids about the future, get them motivated about their future in flight? And so we're trying to do that too.
Well, let's talk about the spirit of St. Louis, the plane itself and that solo flight. And I understand that you retraced your grandfather's flight. What was that like to kind of put yourself in his shoes?
Oh my gosh. Well, grandfather's shoes were unfillable, right? He was the most famous person on the planet for about 10 years straight. And was incredibly savant about the technologies that would help us in aviation. So moving here, moving our organization here and tapping into the aerospace and innovation industry that's alive and well in St. Louis has been, it's been incredibly inspiring. And so our programs, both the incentive prizes and STEM education for kids. We just came back from Lindbergh High School. We just ran a program at the Science Center with Yes Teens from the St. Louis Science Center, and inspiring those kids. So that all brings me back to 2002 when I flew across the Atlantic. Getting back to your question, it was sort of a way to turn this crazy idea of the XPRIZE that we started in 1996 that was going to fail. It was such an audacious idea that it was crazy. And I had an idea that if I could fly across the Atlantic on the 75th anniversary of my grandfather's flight, maybe I could raise money and save the XPRIZE. Maybe we could get media impressions. And we did. Raised $1 million. $1 million in kind and $500 million media impressions all towards the future of flight. And that saved the XPRIZE, kept it going, not only jump-started the private spaceflight industry, but it jump-started the incentive prize industry that we're now applying to the grand challenges facing humanity. So I guess the obvious question is, am I going to do it again? Not sure. I don't really want to. I've done that, been there, don't need to do it again, unless it could demonstrate sustainable technology. So could we do a sustainable flight across the Atlantic? I'm looking at it, but no promises.
The Lindbergh Foundation can be found online at lindberghfoundation.org. They are aiming for a 2027 goal. I know that. That is a big thing for them. As you know, that will be the 100th anniversary of that solo flight. Charles Lindbergh, his grandson Eric Lindbergh, with us here in studio. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, Tom. You know, we want to take the spirit that's alive here in St. Louis and share that with the world.